Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things taken. Understanding the word of God is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Oh, God, there we go. Shalom, hey, grace and peace with Jesus, hallelujah. All praise to the Most High God. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel of Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class. And today, and tonight, we're dealing with what? The Great White Throne Judgment? Dealing with the Great White Throne? Yeah. I got to admit, man, you know, this got to be one of my favorite precepts. It got to be one of my favorite precepts. Why? Because we don't hardly talk about it. And we don't talk about it enough. Like, we don't need to talk about it. You know? Seriously, like we don't need to talk about it. Like I said, we don't talk about it enough. The thing is that there will come a judgment and we all will have to be accountable for our sin. And this is that thing, you see. And this is that thing. So, the Father is telling us that there will be a judgment, and it's coming. Oh, it's so coming, and it's coming with speed, because one is that some of us is already being prepped for it. What do you mean? Some of us is in the ground, and the God of Israel has already set the date on us, and it's set. Everybody that came before us is now waiting on a judgment. That is the first and the second resurrection. Now, the thing is, we don't want to be in the second resurrection. But if you do, just hope and pray that we have enough righteousness, you know, enough fruit to make it through that judgment, because who wants to spend all eternity in the lake of fire? This is that thing. Who wants to spend all eternity in the lake of fire? Well, I for one don't, but the judgment is what it is. I can't circumvent it. Nobody can circumvent it. We either got to conform or just be prepared for what's going to happen, and that's the judgment, right? So, with that being said, We're going to open up. We're going to get prayed in. And then we're going to get with this lesson. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth folks physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit upon us and give us a mind to perceive and act to see and is to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them and give them also a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies endure forever. Amen.